distant memories of beatings and torture spilled into a London courtroom today. Four elderly Kenyans are suing the British government. They claim they were abused at the hands of British authorities during the Mau Mau uprising in Kenya in the 1950s. The four are among a group of thousands who were detained. The group also included Barack Obama's grandfather. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London. A note here, the story includes descriptions of violence that some may find disturbing.
It was a time of rebellion against colonial rule. The British and their supporters were the targets.
In Nairobi, capital of Kenya, Europeans and Africans still walk the streets in fear of the dreaded Mau Mau.
The Mau Mau killed thousands, prompting Britain to declare a state of emergency in 1952. More than 100,000 Kenyans were hauled into detention camps suspected of being rebels. Wambuga Wa Nyingi was held at one of those camps in 1959.
The people in charge of the detention camp ordered that we start digging. And when we were digging, they started beating us. They were beating us with huge sticks, and I lost consciousness. When I came to, I saw that all my colleagues, the 11 of them, were dead.
Nyingi was held for 9 years without charge. He claims he witnessed British officers take part in beatings and torture.
One morning, there came a battalion of white officers together with black people, and they began to take people out to behind where the people had been locked up, and they started clobbering them to death. A number of people were castrated. Others had their testicles smashed with a club. On the spot, 14 people died.
Nyingi is one of four Kenyans, all in their 70s and 80s, who have traveled to London to press their case. Their lawyer, Martin Day, says they deserve justice.
This is a case not about reopening the old wounds, but it's about individuals who are alive today and who have suffered the most terrible, terrible things at the hands of the British. Now is a time for us to try and reach some sort of resolution to that. We hope the court will today, over the next few days, give us a positive answer.
In court today, a lawyer for the British government admitted torture and killings took place, but he argued that since there was no explicit law authorizing the violence, the government isn't responsible. Newly released documents may tell a different story. David Anderson is a professor of African politics at Oxford University. He's examined many of the files.
Senior members of the Colonial Office in London did know what was happening. Senior legal officials in London did, to some extent, sanction the use of coercive force. And also, at cabinet level, the Secretary of State for the Colonies certainly knew of the excesses that were taking place.
Most of those who died during the uprising were black Kenyans. They were killed by Mau Mau rebels when they refused to join the fight.
No one's apologised to them from the Mau Mau. None of the Mau Mau are talking about giving them compensation. Why isn't someone saying to these Mau Mau, you want an apology from the British government? OK, fine. But why don't you, for a change, apologise to the 10,000 of your own tribe, the Kikuyu, that you slaughtered?
Tim Simmons worked for the Kenyan Police Reserve in the 1950s and saw the violence up close. Simmons agrees those who were abused in the camps should be compensated, but he says it was right to crush the insurgents.
They really got what they deserved. I'm really quite tough on this. If I had a chance again in the same situation, them killing people, would I go out and kill them again as I did? Yes, sir, I would.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu is urging the British government to settle with the victims.
This is not a legal issue. It is a moral issue. And even if they were to win the legal battle, they would leave an enormous moral blot on their record.
It's a sentiment echoed by Oxford professor David Anderson.
At a time like this, when members of our Foreign Office and ministers stand up talking about potential war crimes prosecutions in Libya, they should also look to their own backyard and to things that went on under the British flag.
It may not be that simple for the government. If it loses, the case could pave the way for thousands of others who claim they also suffered under colonial rule in Kenya and other nations. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
You can find more background on the Mau Mau case, including a video from our partners at the BBC at theworld.org.